Now I understand they're opening up the theme parks. They're allowing. I know here locally, Janice Gilley, I got to throw some kudos to her. 2 weeks ago, they contacted my office, Sam's Fun City, said, look, the governor says we can open, but we have to have an approved plan. Will you look at our plan? And Janice and her team went to bat and spent another late Friday night and got it done. So we appreciate that.
Janice Gilley getting kudos from Commissioner Jeff Bergosh during Coffee with the Commissioner yesterday for her work on Sam's Fun City, her work previously on vacation rentals, and now she gets to figure out all the implications of going into phase two with a nice long lead time of about 36 hours. Janice Gilley joins us now, the County Administrator for Escambia County. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And by the way, I share in Commissioner Bergosh's kudos. Excellent work on those. And the Sam's Fun City is one people might not have realized, you know, helping them make their application and get them open and running for business. That's great news. What does the county need to do now over the next? I mean, at least it was a midweek announcement rather than a Friday for Monday. You know, so you got weekdays to work with. What is the county going to be doing for phase two tomorrow?
So one of the things that we got yesterday afternoon was from the Greyhound Park. You know, they have, they're owned by Wing Creek, and so they're very anxious to get up and going again as well.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We'll be reviewing their documents. Yes. So I have found it a bit curious that the entities that we would not normally regulate are now being asked for our approval to operate. So there is a bit of irony in that, as well as, you know, the short-term rentals. So I appreciate the governor and the secretary's, I guess, recognition of our responsibilities on the local level to monitor the health and safety of our citizens. But I also find it a bit ironic.
And people, you know, I know Commissioner Bergosh likes to talk a lot about what the county didn't do, didn't close, didn't stop. But even things like, you know, what about bingo parlors, you know, and people have been asking about tattoo parlors. And when are you going to make? I mean, it's funny. You're right, because people do look at the locals. And in this case, he's given you some of that authority. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Does the county have anything particular that you're doing for Friday, aside from facilitating things mm-hmm. like the dog track and whatnot?
Actually, no, because I think so far as we've been monitoring the openings, we found that the businesses and the citizens have been very respectful in terms of following the guidelines. You know, previously we were getting a lot of, you know, I would guess snitch calls, mm-hmm. and we aren't getting those snitch calls anymore. And I think as people drive around and monitor, I think it's self-monitoring at this point. When we do get calls, you know, we do look into things and make sure that folks are, self-policing, but for the most part, we've not had to step in any particular instances at this point.
Well, that's, you know, the less government has to do, the better we all are in general. So that's, you know, I know you feel the same. We will take that. Clarify for us, because I read the release that came out, and it seems to me like the Perdido Bay water question with the smell and the algae is, yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but it's not that big of a deal, and it's pretty low levels of concern stuff. Am I reading it right?
Well, I would say that anytime you have an algae bloom, it does make people concerned because there are odors that come from those algae blooms. And, you know, I think if you did swim in them or if you tried to, you know, get into the water, you know, there may be some irritation to you just because, you know, and it looks really gross in case you haven't seen it.
Oh, no, I know.
But, you know, it doesn't look very, I wouldn't swim in the water that had that, but our folks did do a considerable amount of testing. We have provided that information to the public. We've also put it on our website so that folks can see it. So from our test, it does appear that it is a typical or a common algae bloom that you find in brackish waters, and it should not be producing any harmful toxins.
Other than don't get gross, don't swim in it, because if you do, it's going to be both gross and maybe irritate your skin, which makes sense. I mean, a normal person wouldn't do that anyway, so good news for that. Mm-hmm. The you know, I know you and I have talked before about libraries. I didn't see anything on the list for the governor's announcement for libraries, but I did notice that some of our due dates for our materials that we have checked out have changed. Are the libraries in Escambia mm-hmm. County making any changes, or, I mean, help me out there.
Okay, so what I've done is I've met with the assistant county administrator that manages libraries for us, Mr. Hall, and what we've asked is we've asked for our library director to give us a 100% opening plan. so that we're prepared. We've been working on it for weeks, but it's time for us to now probably nail it down in such a way that we can provide it to the public. But I did want to let you know that we have ceased any fines until further notice. We had done that a while back. And so if anyone is receiving a notification that they have fines, please let us know. They can contact their particular branch and or, you know, visit the branch and to have those fines taken off.
Andrew McKay family got a fine. So we'll bring it up with our library when we go back there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a complicated system.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know that.
I wouldn't have said it except you brought it up. That's all. It was just funny. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but we'll figure it out. And that's good
to
know.
Well, I didn't check the naughty list.
You'll always find me on the naughty list, whatever it is. Hey, I had a question from a listener that I thought was a good question. The boat ramp that is next to the Inverarity Park, the one right behind Hub Stasis at the Point, obviously gets an enormous amount of use. Now that the park is open, he sent me pictures of people parking their trucks with their boat trailers in the regular car-sized spaces at Inverarity Park, which is obviously a problem if people want to go use it. I get that there's parking space limitations at that location, but what's the county going to do, if anything, to kind of make sure that those spaces are kept open for cars?
Yeah, so we have been made aware of that situation, and we have called the sheriff's office to ask them to please patrol that area and to enforce the inappropriate parking. It's really, I understand. I mean, I'm a fisherman, so I do love to use Galvez Boat Landing, and I do understand the frustration, especially since Big Lagoon is closed right now, and we don't have the capacity that you would normally have at that boat ramp. But it's really not an excuse to park in an area that you know clearly is not meant for the boat or the boat trailers. So we're not going to be tolerating that, and we have asked the sheriff to please help us patrol that and to take appropriate action.
All right, very good. And in fact, you brought up what I was going to ask you about next was the Big Lagoon boat ramp. So it's funny that this all came about at the same time. My wife and I, for the first time, went to visit Big Lagoon over the weekend. What a fabulous state park, by the way. Great place to go walking or picnicking or whatever. We were biking. But I did notice the boat ramp. Now, that's not a county project, but how is the county involved in that project?
So it's actually not our project. It is the state of Florida Department of Environmental Protection. They are utilizing the BP funds to pay for that.
Okay.
So while we're not necessarily involved, the source of funds are from the BP oil spill.
Okay. And do we know when that's going to be completed? Do we have any idea?
Well, it was supposed to be completed, I believe, in May. But I have not gotten an update from Department of Environmental Protection, so I do have it on the list to make sure that we check on that.
Okay.
I'm assuming because of COVID, there may have been some delays. However, you know, as well as I do, that construction was one of the essential operating factors. So, you know, I would just have to see if they had other delays.
All right, very good. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be very eager to see that come about. Speaking of COVID and other matters, the storm that is probably going to become a tropical storm, might become a level one hurricane, maybe. We're not looking at it much more than that. What is the county doing, if at all? It looks like it's going to go to our west, but Cristobal is coming sort of vaguely in our direction. What's the county doing to prepare?
Yeah, so we started a couple of days ago making sure that we monitor it. We get every couple of hours, we get an update from JD, John Dosh, and from Eric Gilmore, and they are monitoring it very closely, and we have also checked our EOC alerts to make sure that we can get in touch with folks. We're mostly bracing for a considerable amount of rain. They say 4 to 6 inches, I think, at one point, so we'll see. I'm not thinking that we're going to be in danger's path this time, but we are continuing to monitor closely.
And, of course, you know, the old rule is if you're always prepared, you don't have to do a whole lot extra every single time but pay attention, which is, you know, that's good news. Last thing, anything on the county agenda for today that you particularly want to focus on or raise to people's attention?
Yeah, so there are two issues that I think would be interesting. So as many of you may remember, before the COVID hit, we had had an agreement with the Sun Belt Conference bring that basketball tournament here. And so part of our letter of agreement with the Sun Belt Conference was to expand some of the customer service operations at the Civic Center, the locker rooms, at the Civic Center, but also more importantly, a new scoreboard and corner boards and things like that to kind of update the interior of the experience on the interior of the Civic Center. So that letter of agreement the implementation of that letter of agreement is on the agenda. And it's a situation where what we would do is we would continue our current contract with SMG or ASM Global and through the term of the Sunbelt Conference. We would also, because we work in conjunction with the Ice Flyers and they handle the advertising, we would also work in conjunction with them. So ASM Global would be contributing to the scoreboard, and the Ice Flyers would be contributing to the scoreboard. The Sunbelt Conference would be contributing to the scoreboard, and then the county has the minor contribution to the scoreboard. So I'm just looking forward to that conversation because, you know, we were all really excited about this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, all March Madness got canceled. The second thing is we will be discussing with the Small Business Development Center the Escambia County small business grants that were allocated in the last month for our local small businesses.
Very good. And by the way, just in case people don't remember, the reason that funding mechanism for the scoreboard is important is because the county took on the obligation of being the payer of last resort, with the emphasis on last resort. And so finding some other people who are willing to step in was always the plan, and good to see that coming to fruition. So outstanding. Janice Gilley, Escambia County Administrator, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to the meetings today.
Yes, sir. You have a great day.